John, if you kind of look at this game as you and as Russell Wilson, a guy that you want to emulate from the SNL?
I mean, he's a guy that's playing better than or as good as anybody in the entire league right now. So through the last four games, you look at his stats, it's been pretty impressive. You know, he's maintained this consistency for the last couple of years. So, you know, my answer would be yes.
Do you know him at all? Do you know
Russell
at all?
We've talked sparingly here and there, probably over social media a couple times, but other than that, no.
Do you feel like your games are similar at all?
Sure, I'm sure there's some similarities you see. You know, obviously two mobile guys that move around and extend plays. I think obviously, you know, being able to extend the plays, like I said, you know, that's a pretty good comparison.
See a guy you watch at all and say, like, you learn this from
him? Yeah, I don't think I've really studied him. Intently or really intensely or anything like that, but definitely a guy that's fun to watch. And you know, if the Seahawks are playing, you know, I'll turn it on and definitely watch.
The height thing is obvious. He and Breece and you, I think they're under 6 foot. Have you discovered new challenges that you didn't know existed at the NFL level because of your height?
I think, like I said earlier in the year, I think I'm getting to the point now where, you know, you learn more about coverages, you learn more about where people are pre-snap and seeing where one person goes post-snap, that, you know, you don't have to see everything all the time to be able to make some of those throws. And I think that's what, you know, Russell and, you know, Drew, they've been doing it for so long, are able to do. They're able to move people and know that people aren't going to be in certain windows where your guys are going to be. So I think it's just getting to the point of making your game progress and continuing to learn more and more. That makes it easier. But, you know, there's times where you're not going to have the luxury, like I said earlier in the year, of being able to see everything, but that's part of needing to progress and find a way to overcome that.
Is there any advantage to that height?
I'm not sure.
To what extent is this your biggest challenge as a pro at the toughest place in the league to play, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're not going to downplay that. You know, it's obviously a very good defense. I think everybody that goes there or plays this team, you know, faces that. So. You know, we're going to go in. You know, I think we have a good game plan. I trust that these coaches have schemed up something to try and you know, try and move the ball down the field, and I'm confident in, you know, the plan we have and the guys that we have out there. So, you know, it's going to be loud, it's going to be hostile, and they're going to be good. So, you know, that's just the facts of what this game is going to be. And for us, you know, if we come out and don't turn the ball over and execute, you know, I think it will be all right.
Johnny, what have your last two starts done for your confidence level?
You know, I think it's, like I said, time and time again, you know, it slowed down for me. I'm able to make certain protection calls, be able to, you know, make sure everybody's lined up exactly where they need to be, and you know, seeing coverages and seeing the plays progress. You know, I feel like my eyes are in the right place the majority of the time, and I'm going the right place with the ball and getting it out on time. So, you know, I've continued to get it out quicker, go to the right spot, you know, the past couple of games.
How did your mobility make the running game work in that last game, and can that carry over?
Yeah, I think we just extended some plays, some third downs. You know, Flip always says, I want to run for a first down every game. And, you know, we got one or two last week. And I think there's an added threat of, you know, obviously me running that takes a little pressure off Duke and Crow. So some keepers, you know, getting out on the perimeter a little bit that, you know, might have lacked a couple weeks earlier. But, you know, I think it's just, you know, having that threat and having to have the defense focus on it a little bit obviously takes a little bit of pressure off them.
Yeah, Jody, you're about a month away. One of your biggest supporters along has been Josh Gordon, and he's about a month away from finding out what his future is. Obviously, he would probably be here if it's anywhere. How much would you look forward to having him back to the teammate?
Yeah, I still talk to Josh every week. So, you know, we've been in touch constantly throughout the season. You know, I got a chance to see him, invited him down to the A&M game whenever I went back for our Thursday night game. So, you know, like I said, we've been in constant contact. I think he's doing the right things. You know, from everything I've seen, he's been working out each and every day in L.A., working really hard. So, you know, he's still here. We still have his rights. He's still a part of this team. You know, I'm excited, and I can only speak for me. I'm excited to have him back, and, you know, hope he is back in the spring for sure.
Can you imagine what he would bring to this offense if you could get him back?
Yeah, I think the people, all you guys that were here in 2011 or 2012 or whatever it was, saw what he can bring to an offense. So we only got to see a little bit of a glimpse of it last year, and I think, you know, having a full offseason with him, training camp, OTAs, and then getting into the season will only help him.
The idea of creating passing lanes when you're in the pocket, it looked like you'd come up with some new delivery Sunday. Are you still doing that, still figuring out how to release the ball in traffic?
Yeah, I think, you know, first play of the game was a good example. I had to go a high release and get over the top of one of our linemen and and get it to Trav. So it's part of the game. You'll watch Stafford, you'll watch Rodgers, you'll watch all kind of guys have to whip it on some different angles to try and get it around people. I mean, I think you saw, everybody saw the highlight of Cam getting it around the lineman's head there to throw it in the back of the end zone last week. So you know, it's just part of it, having to throw from different angles and getting the ball out. I mean, that's the goal, is you know, get it to your receivers as quick as possible and let them do something with it.
What led to you having a 100-yard game with Hartline, and what's it mean now that you don't have Hartline?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough blow, obviously. You know, getting Gabe back, I think, helps out a little bit. You know, those are the guys that we came in and had, you know, since OTAs, who really know our stuff really well. But you know, you look at consistent, the guy who's going to be, you know, where he needs to be every play, and you know, that's Hartline. So you know, it's tough to see him go down. You know, he had surgery yesterday, so I'm hoping he's feeling better, and you know, look forward to having him back next year.
Johnny, what do you make of the thought that Seattle stepped, in terms of the way that they line up, isn't all that different from you know, the first couple of downs? That the execution is where they really make their spread, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I mean, they're fundamentally sound. You know, they do what they do, and they do it really well. So you know, I think that's their motto. They don't give up a lot of big plays, and they, you know, they have a guy like Thomas or Sherman or Chancellor, and then pressure they get up front. You know, that's a pretty good combination.
Is that going to make it easier for you to read the defense? It's just a matter of executing.
I don't think this defense makes anything easy on you. I think they make you work for every yard that you get.
Is Sherman the best corner that you would have faced? How do you treat that any differently?
Oh, I don't know. If you know, I know he's a really good player. You know, we'll see when we go out on Sunday. You know, we played Revis early in the year, obviously. Going back to last year, we played some good guys as well. So, you know, I guess we'll wait Sunday to see. But you know, you have to give him a lot of props for what he does, and you know, kind of shutting down one third of the field. So, you know, we'll see if you know we can just go after this defense as a whole and not really look at it as one individual, I guess.
Johnny, we're talking about different arm angles. You had that one in your own end where you threw a hard line real quick off the line. You kind of side over. What was the thought process?
Yeah, we just got a single backer blitz that kind of avoided a big hole, and Hartline kind of throttled a little bit, and I wanted to kind of lead him up the field a little bit, and you know, I think it came out a little bit in front of him. But that's the thing about Hartline that we've seen since, you know, the scrimmage at Ohio State earlier this year when he made the catch, Josh's first touchdown catch in that game. You know, he has great hands, great hand-eye coordination. So just try to lead him a little bit so we can get some extra yards out of it. I think it worked. Just to get it out quick. You know, I had to do a little bit of a play fake, and you know, feel like if you go over the top, that backer can get his hands up. So I was just trying to throw it around him quick.
Coach Pets keeps saying that you guys are going to cut it loose. What attitude do you want to take into Seattle?
Yeah, we're not holding anything back. We're going to, you know, at this point in the season, you know, we're looking to play spoiler. I mean, we don't have a whole lot to play for, like I said, other than pride. But we want to go out and continue to try and finish what we started. So, you know, we're really the people that are going in here and don't really have anything to lose, so we're gonna play that way. You know, we're gonna play sound, we're gonna play fundamental, but at the same time, you know, I think Coach Pett's exactly right. Go out and cut it loose, and you know, have fun. It's another Sunday to go out and play ball with all the guys in the soccer room.
Is there a specific?
Go ahead, Mary Kay. Is Russell Wilson the quarterback that you most emulate or would most want to be like? I mean, if you could end up somewhere, would it be about that?
I don't know. I don't know if I could say that specifically. I mean, there's a lot of guys. You know, I've looked up to for a long time. You look at Rodgers, you look at Brady, you look at the way, you know, that they've done this for years and years. But you know, looking at mobile guys, there's nobody better right now than Russell and Cam sitting up there who are able to extend plays with their legs. And I mean, like I said earlier, there's nobody really hotter in the league right now than this 4-game stretch he's been on. So you know, a lot of credit to him and what he's been doing over this season and over the past seasons. I mean, we've got him to the Super Bowl twice, 1-1. So you know, he's definitely been living right.
What kind of memories or images come to mind for you when you think about playing in really noisy road venues?
Yeah, I remember playing in the SEC, we got some really hostile, good environments. Getting down to like third or fourth quarter versus Alabama, getting backed up. They're starting to make a little bit of a comeback. It's probably one of the loudest stadiums I've been in. So, you know, me and Coach Flip were talking about it on the field today. You know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, how that compares. You know, this place has a ton of hype, and, you know, you hear it time and time again that people can't even hear themselves think. So, you know, I don't expect it to be anything other than, you know, full force when we come in there on Sunday.
You see you thrive in an environment like that? Kind of big time.
I mean, you have to embrace it. We know right now, we've known since, you know, our schedule came out, that when you look at Seattle and you have to go on the road, you know exactly what it's going to be. You know, they're going to be, you know, in the playoff hunt, looking to try and, you know, win their division or grab a wild card spot, and you're going into their home stadium where, you know, we know what it's like, so you might as well embrace it, because shying away from it or trying to be scared of it's not going to do you any good. So, you know, it is what it is, and it's what we have to live with. So, you know, we'll embrace it and move on.